I mean, it makes you angry. It makes you sad. It makes you wonder about people's humanity and how they could do something like that.
It seems there is little that unites us and much that divides us as citizens of this planet. Unfortunately, a big thing that does unite people across the world, especially indigenous people, is exposure to one form of nuclear catastrophe or another, especially above-ground nuclear testing and irresponsible uranium mining. To that point, the Institute of American Indian Arts Museum invited indigenous artists from as close as the Navajo Nation and as far away as Australia and Japan to offer up their responses, their artistic responses, to the impacts of nuclear testing, nuclear accidents, and uranium mining on Native peoples and the environment. The exhibit, Exposure, Native Art, and Political Ecology, opened August 20th and will run until next July. More than 50 artists are participating in a variety of artistic mediums. We talked to two key figures in the exhibit, the museum's chief curator, Manuela Well-Off Mann, and exhibitor, Santa Fe Diné photographer, Will Wilson.
And it all started in 2017-18 with a visit of one of my co-curators. His name is Juan Jeff Beiser. And he's a medical doctor. At that point, I was still new at the museum, and I was thinking about an exhibition where I could include international indigenous artists. And I was thinking about potential themes, things they have in common. So when Juan Jeff Beiser came to Mokna, he suggested a collaboration, an exhibition, where we feature artists from Guam, the Marshall Islands, and New Mexico. And he explained they both indigenous communities have in common that they share a nuclear history, or actually it's a nuclear present because the problems never disappeared. On the Marshallese Islands, indigenous people were removed, forcefully removed. We had atomic bomb tests in the Pacific. And similar here, our Pueblo communities and the Navajo Nation, indigenous communities are exposed to nuclear radiation because many of your listeners know probably there are many uranium mines on Navajo Nation. Close to the Laguna Pueblo, we had the world's largest open pit mine. So Native Americans here in New Mexico were not only exposed by atomic bomb tests, but also the uranium mines. And many of your listeners probably remember the first atomic bomb was developed in Los Alamos. Because of that, people who live close to the test site also developed cancer.
The artists, were there paintings and such done for this exhibition, or had many of them already done their art previously?
That's a good question. The majority of the artworks were created prior to the exhibition. There were only a very few pieces. One is a diptych, two panels by Mallory Kitaki, who is a member of the Zuni Pueblo. There is also a large installation piece created by Alexander Lee, who is Hakka Chinese and lives on Tahiti. That is also a recent installation piece he created specifically for Mokna. So, but the rest are all artworks artists created during the years before we opened the exhibition.
So how many countries are represented?
So we have artists, Inuit artists from Greenland. We have, as I mentioned, Alexander Lee. He is Hakka Chinese from French Polynesia or Tahiti. And then we have a large group of artists from Canada and also from Australia and then Pacific Islands, like Guam and American Samoa. So really an international exhibition. Here from the United States, we have artists from New Mexico, from Arizona, and the state of Washington.
How many artists are represented total?
Well, we have over 50 artists, and a large group. Actually, it's a collaborative project, comes from Australia. So on this art collaboration, about 20 artists work together to create a large installation of over 550 handcraft wooden spears. It is a major installation piece, and it addresses a serious problem, the atomic bomb test in Maralinga and Emu Fields in Australia.
Sometimes people are aware of the nuclear test in the United States, but maybe you're not fully aware of the testing all around the world.
It was fascinating to learn how related these issues are. So I mentioned earlier that the first atomic bomb was developed as part of the Manhattan Project. And early on, there were British scientists also involved. Those bombs were tested in Australia on Aboriginal lands. So this artist collaborative I mentioned earlier, they created this major installation piece to remind visitors and viewers how dangerous these atomic bomb tests are. So we still have Aboriginal community members who are suffering from illnesses related to radiation.
Will Wilson is a photographer and Diné Navajo in Santa Fe. His work in the exhibit consists of a series of aerial photographs of abandoned uranium mines on the reservation taken by drones. He knows the subject very well because as a child, he played around uranium cleanup sites in Arizona.
And the Navajo Nation EPA have identified over 521 abandoned uranium mines.
What do you hope to accomplish? And maybe you mentioned it a little bit, but in your art.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping to get the word out about the issue, bear witness to it, and then also hopefully figure out how to reframe remediation in a way that incorporates all kinds of different, I guess, avenues to think about cleanup. You know, it's not just about burying this stuff with a bulldozer. I think it's about addressing, like, the history of trauma and, you know, the ongoing legacy of this kind of poison on the land.
When you're doing your work, when you were doing your photography, what kind of feelings did you have or were brought up?
Anger, also sadness, and kind of awe about the scale of the problem. Yeah, I mean, it makes you angry, it makes you sad, it makes you wonder about people's humanity and how they could do something like that.
A large or an exhibit like this with so many people, can that accomplish?
Well, for one thing, it gets the word out. It's about bearing witness. You know, on a base level, for me anyway, as an Indigenous person or an artist, like learning about this, how do I process this? How do I engage this issue without becoming completely nihilistic, you know,
sure.
and flipping that script and being creative in relation to it? Is there a way that, you know, artists can dream solutions for really complicated problems?
KSFR News, I'm Dennis Carroll.